we've got a fully fit squad, and Colin's training today, so let's see whether we're getting any reaction off of that, which is excellent.
Much sooner than expected, is that fair to say?
Well, he rolled it. The surgeon was quite happy with everything, and let's see how he goes in training today.
It's going to give you a nice dilemma, that, isn't it, when he does declare himself fit?
Well, it is, because we'll have competition. We've got three really good goalkeepers at this football club, and there's good competition for places, and they've got to play well to keep the place.
To clarify, is Leatheran available, should you see fit?
Yeah, he's been ill for a few days, but he's back in training today as well, so everybody's in.
In terms of any other loan business, any interest at the moment, Neil?
No, it's gone quiet on that front. We've been out to watch lots of games, trying to target players. I watched a couple of games this week, again, along with some of my first team staff, and we'll continue keep on looking.
Not the only club to be affected in the northwest and in Lancashire by the weather, but how has it hampered you, particularly in training this week and last week and probably the week before?
Well, we have two pitches, and the pitches are really good at Squires Gate. One's just been a little bit wet, but we haven't really gone on that, so we've kept off it. It's drying out lovely, and we've got a perfect pitch to go on to. We've battered the other one, but we've been on grass all the time. I was speaking to John Sheridan, they've hardly trained on grass, and then when they got a chance to, their pitch was frozen. So we're ahead of the game, which is good, and we haven't had to go on any AstroTurf or go other places, so we'll just get on with it. Everybody else is exactly the same, apart from the Premiership teams where, you know, they have undersoil heating and the pitches are well guarded and stuff like that, but everybody's had to get on with it, exactly the same as what the pitch is, and even John Sheridan said the other night that the pitch was excellent, which it is.
So you've not had to use here, for example,
no,
at all?
No, I've never trained on here. I said to Stan when I first come, get us a decent surface to play on, which he has, and the pitch has been brilliant. And it's exactly the same as every pitch in the whole of the country. The grass has gone a little bit thin because it's been raining and it's cold and the grass isn't grown, but it's flat and it's decent, and we're well chuffed with the pitches that we've got to play on. So we get on with it. If it's wet, then we still train. If it's soaking wet, then we try and find a little corner, and that's exactly what we've done.
Is Lloyd Jones getting nearer now, Neil?
He's been training on a regular basis with Liverpool now, so I'll hopefully touch base with him over the weekend to see what he's doing, and then we'll see where he's at, but I'm hoping that he's close, yes.
How do you view the last couple of games? I think maybe you were viewed as favourites in the last couple of games by people outside.
Well,
have you got anywhere near the tally that you were expecting?
Well, we've got one really good point. I think we didn't play very well against Oldham with the ball, and I thought that point was excellent. We played much better against Shrewsbury for certainly 70 minutes and never got anything out of the game. So you take the good with the bad. You always try and achieve the highest possible, don't you, in six and then four or 2 points. We've got one, so we'll take that. It's another point towards our total to move us up. And it's trying to keep a run going, which I think we're one defeat in five games, which is an excellent return, but slightly disappointing that we haven't taken more points at home.